There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Back on the scene. With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go. All right, so we're live here at Call of Duty XP 2016. I have Paris here joining me this week. It's going to be a great, great weekend, Paris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been good so far already.
Yeah, man. We got to play a couple games. I think almost everything, right? We're missing
the only thing we haven't done is the VR,
which we're gonna try it out later on. But yeah, which one we should start out with? Should we go with the zombies first?
Well, yeah. I mean, we just did an interview.
Yes, we're gonna play this episode. Mm-hmm. But this is your first time playing zombies. I play the old zombies.
Right.
I didn't have a chance to play the previous one that just came out. It was a lot of fun, and I like the whole 80s style, the whole 80s vibe.
Yeah. It had a Scooby-Doo feel to it.
Yes, yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. I had a great time. What are your thoughts about it, man? Because the thing with us, it was timed. So we only got to, like, wave 9. It was about to hit 10. But how was the vibe with you playing this game, man? Because it was a lot of fun for me, man.
It was fun. It was like I even said in the interview, I think we all had a smile on our face the whole time that we're playing it. And for me, it was my first time doing the zombie. And it reminded me a lot of Killing Floor for anyone that's played that on the PC. And maybe even a little bit of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, a little bit,
But, you know, I like the weapon variety. I like that the fortune teller cards that you could get, which could provide power-ups or, like, different buffs. Because at one point, I had, like, a rail gun with the card. Or another card gave me, like, I had a buff to heal the person that was closest next to me.
Yeah.
And then eventually you could get enough so that you could just nuke the whole area, you know, and take out all the zombies in the area. So it was good. I mean, I think I got about 4 different guns as I was playing.
Were you good with ammo?
That's what I was about to bring up. I started running out of ammo a lot. But then I started getting cards that was giving me infinite ammo, for a limited time.
It also helped me because when you found that,
Everyone gets it.
But I had like no ammo.
Right.
I think I only needed like $100. And every time I would try to kill a zombie, one of us killed him.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get this money. And then you pick that up. It helped me get more money. And I was saving it.
And that's how you progress to unlock new areas of the park is you earn money and you can basically buy to unlock the gate.
Yeah.
Or you can buy new weapons and things like that. And then again, with those coins and then the fortune teller cards, there was like another one where it doubled the amount of money you're getting for a certain amount of time, things like that. So, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's not meant to be taken serious at all. 4-player co-op, and I think two-player local.
Local, yeah.
You can play as well.
Yeah.
And it's just dumb fun to have, just to see how far you can go. Because, like, even in the interview, what Lee said, 200? Someone got wave 200. So, yeah, it's...
Man, that's I
honestly can see them spinning this off. I really think eventually they're going to make this a standalone game.
It reminds me, at first, when I got to see the trailer, when they premiered a month ago or so?
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly. I was like, man, it looks like Left 4 Dead, but when you actually play it, it's not like Left 4 Dead at all. But, I think they should like eventually have this as a separate game, I think. This game is a lot of fun. They could do so many things with this, man.
Yeah.
So many things.
I mean, but when you put it into the full scope of Infinite Warfare, the fact that this is just an add-on to the campaign and the multiplayer, not to mention you're getting Modern Warfare remastered as well. I mean, so you're getting a lot of value.
Yeah,
for your dollar.
I mean, for the price, what, $79.99?
Yeah, if you do that one. So for $80, you're getting all this. It's a lot.
It's a lot, and it's great. I mean, look, I know a lot of people are probably like sick and tired of the whole Call of Duty series, dude. Like, playing it today with you and Q and also Yami from Tiffinet, Q from Game Crate, we were all playing. We were going to different tents to try out all the Call of Duty games. And it reminded me how much fun it was playing it back in the days, especially when we got to play Modern Warfare.
Yeah, when we played Modern Warfare.
Dude, let's talk about that.
It took me back. Yeah, it was funny because the one that we were playing, it was like I remembered it, but I didn't remember it at the same time. So it's like you're trying to – it was like towards the end. It was like, oh, wait.
Yes.
Don't go this way. The secret way up this way. It's like you started remembering all the old tricks, man.
One thing that I noticed is that when I started playing – when we started playing – it took me a while to get used to the weapons, man, because I was already used to, you know, the new Call of Duty game and also zombies. So I was getting, I was used to that, and it took me a while, man. But once I got it, I was in.
I went back to 2007.
Yes, we were playing the Domination. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Always Bravo. That area was pretty tough to get all the time.
But that's what I mean. Awesome. It was like I'm going for B. Yeah, and that's always.
But it
a
looks
big firefight.
The game looks great.
It looks fantastic.
It looks
fantastic.
Yeah. Were you like checking everything out to see how perfect it looks exactly remaster wise?
No, and here's the thing. I wasn't. And that's a good thing because I was just playing, you know? I wasn't like being very meticulous, like, oh, well, this doesn't look as good as it should be. It looked good. It played the controls, played everything, really the good. Weapons, all of it just felt right.
Yeah. And how was it for you playing the PlayStation 4 controller?
It was fine.
Because you played Modern Warfare, the original one,
on Xbox. Yeah.
So playing with that and now with.
And not to bring this game into it. Yeah. I think because I play a lot of, you know, the D word.
The D word, yes.
You know,
yes.
And that was actually throwing me off because I'm used to doing multiplayer like that. So that took me a second to get used to. But no, controls were fine. I mean, I had no issues, really.
I think we should talk about the new Call of Duty, man. There's a lot of things we got to talk about, man.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of modes, a lot of stuff that they're doing, and...
Just bring it up. Let's talk about it, man. Go for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of new things that they're adding into Infinite Warfare on the multiplayer side. And then one of the biggest things is going to be the combat rigs now.
Yes.
There's six unique play styles that you can do. You have the Merc. You have the FTL. You have the Striker. You have the Warfighter, the Phantom, and the Synaptic.
Yes.
If I'm saying that correctly.
Yes.
And each of those combat rigs come with different payloads and traits that you can customize and do. One thing I think is going to be controversial is the score. Is your score streaks persist even when you die now?
Why?
But it takes longer for you to get them now.
Okay. Yeah.
So there is kind of a balance to that. So I'm going to be curious to see how that plays out. So what that's doing is that's allowing slightly less skilled players to be able to get the streaks and be able to participate in them and use them versus the really advanced players, you know, that can go on those long kill streaks that can, you know, do that type of stuff.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting to see, especially when we get into the esports side of it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just waiting for the one.
So when we were talking about weapons, now with the weapon crafting, you can get a particular, let's just say a sniper rifle. You will have a common version of it. You can have a rare version of it.
Yeah.
You can have a legendary version of it, and you can have an epic version of it. And I'm sorry, but the D word had to come up again, Destiny. I was like, well, this reminds me of the blues, you know, the greens, the blues, the perps, and the exotics. So,
but is that, I don't see that as a bad thing.
It's not
though.
A bad thing at all. It was just funny at the time as they were explaining.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a crowd that never even played Destiny.
And of course.
So, yeah, okay. All right. But the cool thing is about the combat rig.
Yeah.
So it's three payloads each.
Yeah.
Right? So there's at least 50 combinations.
Mm-hmm.
But is it per character, overall 50 combinations? I was a little bit confused when they mentioned that.
Yeah. You know what? When we do our interview, we should ask that question and bring it up.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure yet. Because we haven't actually interviewed anyone from the team yet to
we
get
will
specific.
Later on. We will. Now, the class modes are going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, team deathmatch, capture the flag, domination, all that stuff. But also they mentioned
Defender. Defender is a new mode, and Frontline is going to be a new mode.
And we only played Defender.
Yeah, we did Defender.
Which is actually a lot of fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun because it's basically you dominate a location, and then you're there for like, what, 30 seconds or so, and then it randomly selects another location. Mm-hmm. You have to be there with your team and stuff. But the, the opposite team could easily take over, and they could also get points from that too. So,
you know, and then like with the new tech and equipment, you're going to have lethal equipment now. You're going to have tactical equipment, you know, and then obviously all the perks that go with that. They talked about five maps, which I guess will be playable here. It's going to be Frontier, Throwback, Frost, Breakout, and Terminal.
Mm-hmm. And I, they did mention, I think, they, you know what I noticed when they were doing the presentation, they were talking about from smaller maps all the way to like the big maps mm-hmm. and stuff. So I think the first one, which one was the first one? Terminal was the last one.
Terminal was the last one.
So I think that's going to be like the bigger map compared mm-hmm. to everything else. Okay.
And then, you know, one final thing they talked about, which we need to get a little more information on, is there's going to be the mission teams now, and you're going to have the mission team commanders, and then the mission team itself will have its own progression mm-hmm. track as well. So I think overall what they're trying to do is, because look, we know this has been around since 2007, Call of Duty and its multiplayer, is they're trying to make it more customizable, and they're trying to make it more approachable for the average gamer versus just the people that are going to be participating in, you know, all these esport leagues and things like that. But mm-hmm. like I said, for the matches that we got to play today, it was fun. As much as we might rail on Call of Duty and talk trash, oh, they keep doing the same thing over and over. You know what? When you pick up that controller and you're in a match, it's freaking fun, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, and dude, again, gamers, $79.99.
Yeah.
You get this amount of content. Again, dude.
That's the one thing.
That's crazy.
Like, look, we're here at Call of Duty XP right now, and it hasn't officially opened, so we haven't seen the public in yet. But just to be here at the forum and to see all the things that they're putting on, mm-hmm. I mean, Activision goes all out.
We should talk about, like, the setup here, because they have pretty cool setups in different areas. Yeah. So they have the paintball, which is Nuketown.
Yeah.
They also have, around the area, they have laser tag. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, like, the zombie mode theme. And I believe there's a zip line, which we haven't tried that yet. And what was the other ones? I know there was another sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
Which I want to try that out. Like, it's cool how they're bringing everything that relates to the game.
Yeah.
Right here, part of the event. It's awesome. I think it's great.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. It hasn't even officially kicked off yet.
And plus the tournament, too, the esports tournament.
Well, that's the crazy thing, because tomorrow will be the keynote and everything, and I'll start talking more about
how much they're going to give away for the final. Is it a million? Is it a million?
I think. I'm not 100% sure. We'll find out.
Yeah, really, really cool, man. Anything else from Paris?
I think that's it for now. You know, like I said, this is just day one, media day. You know, we've only done one interview so far. We're about to actually go and do a couple more here in a few minutes. And yeah, we'll stay tuned. We'll have more
information. Stay tuned. All right, awesome, man.